RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, I'm going to be honest, which I always am. I'm never lying to you.
Is this going to be a confession within a confession?
Somewhat. Nah, not really.
The inception of confessions?
I have a take that sounds absurd, but the more that I've thought on it and the more I flesh it out, the more I believe it.
Okay.
So I believe that Christmas Day is the NFL's Vietnam.
Okay, you're going to definitely have to flesh this one out for me.
Can you expand on this, please?
Did I deliver on it being absurd on the front end? Is that
Christmas Day?
The Christmas Day of NFL slate playing football on Christmas is the NFL's Vietnam.
Okay, so like as Vietnam is to America, is what you mean?
Vietnam, like the Vietnam War. And
right,
again,
no, I understand.
I've made it clear that I've been watching a lot of Watchmen.
Yeah, sure.
So the nature of the Vietnam War being front of mind for me, very much so. Yeah. But the reason why I think about this is the NFL not an empire that is just so much, at least in the media landscape, looking to expand and expand without really taking much thought and consideration for the landscape that it's going into. Like, the NFL feels very much like what America was at that point, was just like, I am undefeatable. It does not matter. Wherever I go, I'm going to win. And then they happened to walk into some booby-trapped territory where they ended up on Christmas Day, and we got some stinkers. And I understand that not every year are you going to get stinkers. However, I think that it's worth noting that the landscape of Christmas being later than Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, you're probably going to be good for it. You've got some tradition in there with the Lions and the Cowboys. But then on top of that, you're earlier on in the season. I think there's something to be said for by week 16, there are some teams that could be out of the way. And with the nature of the NFL season year over year, you can't guarantee what those teams are that are going to be good. They thought they had a banger with the Chiefs on Christmas. Come Christmas Day, the Chiefs were... You were watching Chris Oladokun. Shout out to my Nigerian, but wasn't nobody trying to see that? It's so hard to be able to tell who's going to be good on Christmas. It's not really a flexible day. Like, this is territory that they didn't realize was as tough as it is. And so they then walked into this place where they thought they were just going to slaughter the NBA's landscape of Christmas. And they found that actually it's a lot more difficult than you give it credit for.
So I see what you're saying here. And I agree with part of the premise, because look, and this is the part I agree with. I watched all of the NBA games. I think I might have watched a total of 7 NFL snaps on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
I think I watched maybe 1 from the first game and maybe 5 to 6 from the that Vikings Lions game. But I was not tapped into the NFL on Christmas Day. I also wasn't one of those people that just was like, man, how dare the NFL try to infringe upon? Because to me, the benefit of having one program be all on network television and then the other ones all on the streaming is that we've got all of these options. Here's where I'm not sure that the comparison goes all the way through.
Okay.
I think that America was clearly wrong about its dominance and how successful it would be in the Vietnam War. No need to relitigate that, but let's just say it didn't work out the way that they thought. I think that the NFL is much more closer to being right, because I don't think that there's an issue with them giving a slap on Christmas Day. I think the overall public has shown that they are willing to consume bad football no matter what.
Who are you telling?
So, like, to me, this is not an L. They did this because they can strong arm their way onto the Christmas Day scene, and people are. Look, I went to a relative's house. And mind you, I'm the person that's been watching basketball all day.
Certainly.
That's where I ended up finding the Vikings Lions game.
Sure.
Because that was a football watching household.
Sure.
They're not going to be sitting around watching basketball. They're not into it like that. And they're also not really a streaming household, but somebody in that house had Netflix.
Sure.
And they figured out a way to get that game on. And so to me, that was cool for them. Cool for them, and you're going to have plenty of people that are going to choose football over basketball every time.
And I'll remind you, a lot of people view the Vietnam War as more of a stalemate than anything. I think you're right. There is something to, I'm not trying to say that, like, oh man, NFL lost this. That'd be absurd. Like, even with Christmas Day NBA putting on some good games, if we go starting to talk about this in the context of ratings, NFL still wins just because, as you mentioned, we will take football in any form.
Yep.
Y'all was out here watching XFL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And to that degree, it's foolproof. I think it is foolproof. That is the benefit for them, but also kind of the curse of it, of like, man, hey, I'm tuning in to watch football, but they'll just give us anything. The whole idea of a Thursday night football game to begin with, I know we are now used to it, but it's silly on its face.
Sure.
That's why I had such objections last year, because I was like, y'all already trained us to watch football on Thursday, but Christmas on a Wednesday, y'all going to take that over? Y'all going to play football on a Wednesday? Oh, word. Texans got to play 3 games in 11 days? Oh, word.
Yeah.
That's the greed part of it that I don't like, but I do understand where the NFL is coming from, and from the standpoint of, hey, y'all watch these London games early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all watch on Thursday nights. Like, they know that people are
going to
watch.
Oh, yeah. The greed is going to continue to be there. But I did find it interesting this Christmas looking up and being like, oh, this terrain is actually a lot more thorny than you gave it credit for. And yeah. I found that to be deeply interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
These are my confessions.
I have, for the last year, put it right at about a year, been a bad father.
Oh!
I didn't realize it until I became a good father again. But apparently, for the last year, I've been a bad father. So on Christmas, for Christmas, I got my two youngest kids new bikes, new bicycles, okay? They had gone a year without bicycles. And in that time, they didn't really go outside a lot.
Oh.
And I also, during this time, would criticize them for being these soft-ass kids who like to stay inside all the time. But what I didn't give enough credit for was, for a long stretch of that time, we lived in a house. We have since moved, but we lived in a house with no sidewalks and very few children in the neighborhood. It felt like a retirement community of sorts.
Oh, okay.
And so there were no bikes, there were no sidewalks, there were no children. Since then, so that was a year ago Christmas.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, they live in a neighborhood with sidewalks, they got bikes, and there's children in the neighborhood.
And they be outside, don't they?
And they be outside. I can't get them from outside. I've had to set new ground rules. Hey, son, put a shirt on. Put your shoes on. Because, you know, they kind of country kids. I'm like, hey, man, you can't be out here riding your bike with no shoes and no shirt. They're going to think that whoever your parents are don't love you.
They're going to think that he's negligent. You're going to get a call.
Put your clothes on.
You're going to get a visit for some people.
This was a couple days ago. My daughter goes out there. She's got on her pajamas. Sweetheart, you know how I feel about pajamas. Pajama day at school, I ain't with it. I ain't with you wearing your pajamas riding a bike around the neighborhood. Go put your clothes on. They are outside. And the only reason, the whole moral of the story is, you want your kids to go outside, make sure that they got bikes, they'll go outside.
That's a really good point.
It was my fault. It was me keeping the kids inside, not really thinking about it, but also criticizing them for being these soft-ass kids that don't like to touch grass.
I feel like there's more that can be learned from that, but I feel like that'd be a whole thing. Like a whole message. I feel like I'd be on the pulpit at that point trying to extrapolate the lesson.
Oh, man. Look, there's a lot of lessons to be learned with raising this generation of kids. We are doomed. Our future, if it's in their
hands.
But
apparently not doomed that much, because all you got to do is, just like us, give them something to go outside for and they'll be out there.
Listen, I'm around them enough, man. We are doomed. Doomed. I don't want to die young. However, I am worried about what it's going to look like when I get old.
Oh. It
is not going to be pretty. Okay. We are not on the right track.
All right. These are my confessions. So that I will leave us on a positive note, I think that the Pop-Tarts Bowl, man, is giving us something to appreciate. Honestly, the bowl games in general.
Yeah.
I think I realized something that I very much want from the bowl games because, you know, I'm big on the save the bowl games. The bowl games need to matter at least as much as they possibly can. And you know what I need from them? I need the media, particularly ESPN, because they're broadcasting most of these bowl games, is to treat them like the Olympics.
Mm.
Right? I don't have interest in all of these teams, especially when we talk about like Jacksonville State. Right? When we get to teams like that. I mean,
Colin and I do. We've had some run-ins with Jacksonville State, the Sam Houston State guys, but we digress.
Yeah. Y'all don't have to have interest in them. I don't have interest in them. However, what I need is give me the human interest. Like, you can always look at the Olympics. The Olympics is treated like sports for people that don't watch sports.
Yeah.
So in order to get those people invested, what they do is like, here is the story of this person, and this is why you should care about them. And you may not care about like what this team does and what they do, but you're going, hey, I like that dude, and I want to see him win. Give me that in the bowl game so I can be tapped in.
Because
the games are actually pretty fun.
But that requires journalism. I don't know. Do they still do that there?
I don't.
I'm not even saying it as a criticism. It's just not a thing that people do.
Accusing the worldwide leader of sports.
That's right.
Of not doing any journalism.
He wouldn't be the first.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Or at least significantly less than they had at one point.
And look, to be fair, look, journalism is not profitable in the name of the game these days in this capitalistic society is to make a buck. And so what do you want? What do you want to do? You want to be this? You want to play ethical ball? Or you want to make this money?
Listen,
I get it.
It requires effort, though, B. Scott, and, you know.
Come on now. Can AI run that report that you're looking for? I don't know how much they use AI. I'm just taking shots now.
I'm sure they do use AI.
Oh, yeah.
No. I mean, they probably use AI to like, hey, look this over. Is there any grammatical errors or whatever?
I've got enough media jobs to know that everyone is using AI. Take it from me.
You talk about the future being.
For sure.
Yeah, I was
talking about
say.
The future being.
Hey, but I was saying, all of it, man. These kids are using AI to write their report, like their book reports and stuff like that. For like structure.
Here I was trying to be positive and we didn't.
Man, it is.
Hell in a handbasket, damn it.
It is real life, bro.
But you know what? You know what'll cheer you up again? The Texans going to the playoffs, baby. Victory reaction Monday.
Indeed.
Texans get a 20-16 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers. If you ever needed just a shot of adrenaline, just, oh, damn, the Texans did win, didn't they? On a Saturday, too. You can enjoy your Sunday watching good football. What a time. Texans won, Rockets won, Cougs won, and the Kinders Texas Bowl. All is well in the world. In fact, speaking of winners, because Houston is a bunch of winners. If anybody tells you different, punch them in the face. Don't do that, though. Coming up next in Loop, let's talk about it. Who are some winners and losers of the weekend? Who do you feel like had a good weekend? Because I could tell you one Texan had a great weekend just by having bars. 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.